You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Soon, parents will be on the move, shuttling their kids back and forth to school. Kids will be hopping on buses. And as we get used to some new routines, Juno Police have some important safety reminders. So my first guest today is here representing the Juno Police Department. Welcome, Lieutenant Scott Erickson. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And thanks for being here today and providing us with an update each month on our show. But before we get into that, I just wanted to get to know you a little bit better. How did you become a police officer?
Well, I actually wanted to be a police officer pretty much my whole life. Went to the police academy in the early 90s, and then I've been with JPD for a little more than about 25 years-ish, a little longer. It's been a good ride, a lot of fun.
What made you want to do this for a living? What do you enjoy about it?
Well, I thought about being a doctor, and then the whole college thing just didn't seem like the most amount of fun. I thought about being an actor, and then I realized I got to kind of do both. I can help people, and I can kind of do different things and be in different roles all the time as a police officer. And so it seemed like a really good fit.
Cool. Well, that is good to hear and a good segue into my next question. As you and the department just wrapped up the annual National Night Out, which is, I believe, a big night where you go out and interact with the public. Tell me a little bit about that event.
So National Night Out is a national program that we do, it's across the nation. We've been doing it here in Juneau, I want to say probably about 15 years, maybe a little longer. Each neighborhood can set up and do a party, or what's called a party, to get together with their neighbors. We show up, we bring the fire department, other groups, Coast Guard, National Guard. We bring equipment and mascots, and we come visit, hang out at each of the little parties for about a half hour or so, and then we move on to other parties. The goal behind it is to get people to kind of come together, meet with their neighbors, learn about each other, learn about the police department and the other organizations in Juneau, and just kind of build relationships is the really big key to all of that. And we hadn't got to do it last year, unfortunately, because of COVID. COVID seems to have killed lots of things. last year's National Night Out was canceled, of course. This year, even though with the advent of stuff, the parties were pretty small, but it was quite a bit of fun to go out and actually kind of do anti-COVID stuff. So we had a good time. We got to go to quite a few parties. I think we had a total of 17. We ended up with three or four different groups. My group was one of, I think, the four, and we brought a fire truck and some other stuff. The kids always like the fire department quite a bit. They get to hang out with all of us, and it's just a really good time.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty fun production there from your department and from the community, and it sounds like it was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of fun.
Well, speaking of families and public safety, school is about to resume, of course. Do you know when the big day is?
I want to say, I think it's the 12th, but I'm not sure. My kids, sadly, have grown, so they don't go to school anymore. So I don't know the exact date, but I know it is starting very soon. And we will be having school zones and schools in session. So making sure that as we move into the fall year, we are all out driving, that we're paying attention to those areas where the schools are, and make sure that we drive slowly through the school zones, manage the our driving behaviors, as it were, and so we can protect all of our young folk that are be going back to school, because unfortunately last year they too did not get to experience that. So it'll be a new change for all of us after a year away. So
what, from your perspective, is the biggest concern with school starting up again in person that you'd want to share with the public, with our listeners?
Well, I think obviously the mask mandates are huge right now, making sure that people pay attention to being masked. I think because we last year didn't have exposure to the school zones, making sure that we drive safely through any school area and around schools, because the kids are going to have a lot different approach now to the school year, and just making sure that we're generally safe with each other, follow the rules, and make sure that we do all the things that we need to do so that everybody can stay healthy and happy.
Well, another thing I wanted to give you a chance to talk about today is the Citizen Academy, which is coming up this fall. What is the Citizen Academy? Who is it for?
So we put on an academy. We started one last year, and I hate to obviously say it again, but COVID kind of ended that too.
I guess it got canceled.
So the Citizens Academy we have done before in the past. Basically, various members of our community apply to come and work at the police department, and we put on a mini academy to show what the police department does, kind of present the roles and responsibilities that we have, allow folks to kind of get an experience or a taste of what it's like to work at the Juneau Police Department. Last year we had about 10 or 12 folks that were able to attend. Sometimes we use it hopefully as a recruiting tool, but then we also use it as a way to again connect with our community. Our key is, our mission statement is to be in a partnership with the members of our community to make our place a city where we can live safely and hopefully without fear. So by being able to share those and build relationships with other people, that's kind of our goal. And so the Citizens Academy is just one of those areas that we like to focus on. Currently, I'm reaching out to all the people that were in attendance last year to make sure that they want to attend. And then hopefully here soon, I'll be able to find out how many positions I'll have open and maybe get to put it out again so more folks could come, such as yourself. If you wanted to come and see what the police department's like, we will meet about one night a week for about 8 weeks. There'll be some opportunities to go on ride-alongs to see what a police officer does. There'll be opportunities to see how dispatch works, how calls for service work. We'll also have some elective opportunities for people to experience, different training aspects, some one-on-one stuff with officers and staff at JPD.
Well, that does sound very interesting. With all that you're doing, from the Citizens Academy to National Night Out to even the appearance on shows like Juneau Afternoon, how would you say the relationship is between the Juneau Police Department and the community here?
I believe we have a very strong, positive relationship overall. I'm certain there are some folks that might feel a little differently. Not everybody is always happy to see the police. That's why we bring firemen on our National Night Out stuff, because everybody likes to see the fire department. I think in general, I think we have a pretty good relationship. We always want to improve and do better. So we try real hard to make sure that we foster the best relationships we can by meeting with people and engaging in our community. We have assigned geographic policing folks that are assigned to certain areas that people can reach out to and have those officers come to their community, talk to them about everything from crime prevention right on down to, how to build a neighborhood watch or how to, just do better for your neighborhood and your community, things that you can do. We obviously can't only do it in a vacuum. So we have to be able to hear from our community members to tell us, hey, we do have a good relationship. Like I said, I think we have a pretty good relationship, at least from what I've seen from the community. Especially last night, it was a very well received National Night Out is a very positive event. And I think we try to do is the best that we can for folks to really give them a positive outlook and make things as best you can. Although some folks, I'm sure, when they get arrested, aren't necessarily thrilled with the outcomes. That happens, but we try to help people as best we can sometimes. So
that's a good answer. Very frank as well as realistic. So, Lieutenant Erickson, thanks again for being with me today, and good luck with your activities in August. I wish you and your officer as well. Hope everything goes smoothly and safely until the next time we can talk again.
And I thank you for having me. It was very fun. And hopefully we'll get you maybe to come out to the Citizens Academy sometime.
Well, no promises, but thank you for the invitation.
All right. You have a good day.
Take care. You can find out more about JPD online at juno.org and on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Juno Police Department, or call their non-emergency line, 586-0600. Up next, how artists have come together to bring some excitement to Skagway.